From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. Several people in Seattle are under arrest after a May Day protest turned violent last night. Police used pepper spray on marchers accused of throwing bottles at officers. The marchers were demonstrating for increased immigrant rights and a minimum wage hike. May Day demonstrations also played out yesterday on the streets of Mexico City. Tens of thousands of people there were protesting a series of new laws that take aim at everything from Mexico's flagging education system to opening up the state-controlled oil industry to foreign investors. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City.
Adelante! Adelante! Que la lucha es constante!
Tens of thousands marched through the streets of Mexico City, tying up traffic and filling the capital's historical Zocalo Plaza. Housewives, students, and even a group of scarred and bloody zombies demonstrated against President Enrique Peña Nieto's ambitious reforms currently being pushed through Congress. Protesters carried a large stuffed mannequin of the president, along with posters reading, Peña is a sellout. Peña Nieto is pushing for a historic change that would allow foreign companies to drill in Mexico's vast oil and gas reserves.
Esta es nuestra principal fuente de ingresos.
Protester Francisco Luna, who had the day off from his work at a printing company, says oil is Mexico's number one income generator. If foreigners take the profits, he says the government will have to raise taxes to make up the loss. President Peña Nieto has been flooding the airwaves with promises of just the opposite. He and his supporters say that much-needed foreign investment will boost the country's sagging gas and oil production and bring down energy costs. Last December, he got Congress to amend the Constitution and open up for the first time in more than 70 years the state-run oil industry to foreign competition. That constitutional change, however, occurred with little fanfare or debate. Colegio de Mexico professor Sergio Aguayo says it's a difficult time to air opposing viewpoints or criticism these days. Mexico now ranks 7th as the most dangerous place in the world for reporters, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. This week, one of the country's most famous radio hosts, Carmen Aristegui, divulged she's been under constant harassment since November. Aguayo says powerful figures intimidate dissenters in Mexico with impunity.
They have the power to do that because they know that the state is weak and the federal government lacks the will to punish and prosecute those who threat journalists and human rights defenders.
But this week, one Mexican got the public's and the president's attention. Fresh off his win at the Academy Awards, director of the movie Gravity, Alfonso Cuarón, took out full-page ads in two leading newspapers. He posed 10 questions to Peña Nieto regarding the energy reform. Among them, Cuarón asked what safeguards were in the bill against corruption and protection of the environment.
Que la comunicación y el debate son cosas sanas y evolucionan el pensamiento.
Speaking at a Mexico City press conference, Cuarón said open communication and debate are healthy things, which no one should be afraid of. Yesterday, Peña Nieto posted answers to Cuarón's questions on the president's official website. As to when gas and energy prices would come down, Peña Nieto said in about 2 years after the reforms kick in. And he said foreign companies could begin selling gas at independent stations by 2018. Asked if the president's answers were satisfactory, Cuarón would only say he hopes he's generated a much-needed debate in the country regarding corruption, environmental protections, and the rule of law. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
You're listening to Here and Now.